Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Wildlife Restoration Program. Fires can be very healthy for habitats.
If you're just starting in prescribed burning, it's a very valuable tool, something that was once a means of maintaining the environments that we had.
David Sanotsky is the manager of the Chaparral Wildlife Management Area. He says there are two main types of burns.
Basically, there are restoration fires where you're trying to restore habitats, where you're trying to get back to what habitats were at one time. Then you have maintenance fires, fires that maintain the existing habitat.
Those fires are used to accomplish different goals.
People burn for different reasons. Some people burn to open country up, to control brush encroachment. Other goals might be to simply create a change in understory, create more grass, or create more forbs.
There are different ways of conducting burns.
If you have a fairly open type of habitat and you only want to control the undergrowth, you may burn it with a backfire as opposed to a head fire.
That's our show. We had research and writing help from Kate Lipinski, and we received support from the Wildlife Restoration Program, providing funding for the operations and management of the Chaparral WMA. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.